Thank you, Jeff. Well, Darrell, I would imagine a very frustrated man.
Very frustrated. Apologise first of all to the supporters, for myself and my players, we let them down today. Not us, didn't see it coming. The wake-up call that everybody, I think, needs, to be honest with you. We gave away two ridiculously silly goals, made an uphill battle. They pulled off a couple of strikes, but for me, the tempo of a play, when we went down, we never really got ourselves going today. So for that, I apologise and look to bounce back.
Defensively, you've been such a strong unit pretty much since your arrival here. What went wrong today?
Well, we pride ourselves on our defensive record ever since I've been at the football club, and today, like I say, I can't legislate for two of the goals we gave away, that's for sure. So it certainly makes it an uphill task for you. And then, you know, like I say, a couple of great strikes from there, lads, and you're on a 4-1. And it didn't seem at times it was a 4-1, if I'm honest. But you get punished for making silly individual errors. Then you start chasing the game. We're nearly men again in front of goal at times, which is still obviously frustrating. And our own form becomes frustrating for me because, you know, we last won a league game in August. I wouldn't say the performances obviously haven't been as bad as they were today, but we've got to kickstart our own form, and it's important that, you know, coming out, apologise to the fans, but they need to stick with us, they need to stick with the lads, because there's a lot of billet in there, and we've got to, and the group's got to come out and be mentally strong, which I know they can be, and they will be.
Goalkeeper's been a bit of an issue for you this season, having three of them. Is that, you're still searching for the right combination there?
Listen, you know, Lee's done fine, but he's having an absolute shocker today. You know, and he's not the only one. You know, I could reel off seven or eight names. He's held his hands up, he's apologised. The lads are very apologetic in the changing room, but it's not good enough. It's as simple as that. And when you're not performing well, you've got to do the ugly side of the game right and make sure you give nothing away. And we didn't do that today. We give goals away, not taking any credit away from Newport. Obviously, they'll be delighted with their performance, but we're very, very disappointed. And like I say, it's a wake-up call that everybody needs. I think we've had a reasonable start to the campaign. I think we should be on more points than we are now, but today's the kick up the backside. And the players better quickly get it out of the system and get ready to go again.
And despite all those defensive mistakes in the second half, I counted four clear headers, one hits the bar, the other three miss the target, those go and it's a different game.
Well, if, well, some maybes, but still not good enough. You can't afford to give teams four goal starts, simple as that. You can't afford to give teams a goal start, never mind the two goals, with the first two goals we gave them. And we were chasing the game. Thought we was, you know, was in top on the possession front. I thought it was a matter of time before we opened the scoring and it changes the game. But no, not us. We give them the goals, and that gives them lift, and that gives them the confidence to go on and win the game, which is very frustrating for myself.
And we've talked about it in the past, but those set pieces, I mean, you're creating the chance, the deliveries are there, you just can't get the ball on target.
You know, we overload everything in training, we've overloaded the set plays. For whatever reason, Lux has a great chance, 6 yards with the crossbar, and it's frustrating, but you know, in football management, it's never always going to run smooth for you. You know, our own form was tremendous last year. Our away form was tremendous last year. Our away form was tremendous this year. And for whatever reason, I'll look at a lot of things, we haven't got our own form. It's not a disaster. Let's put things straight. We've got a decent squad of players. We're all hurting. The supporters will be hurting. And like I say, I apologise for that. But the group will bounce back. And we've got to make sure we bounce back quickly.
And that's it, because we've seen such very good away performance this season. Can you put your finger on what's happening?
So we played for good football at spells today. We opened them up at the right times. But like I say, we give sloppy goals away today. You don't win football matches, no matter how well you play with the ball. If you get the goals away, we give away. You don't win. End of. And we've got to get back to being ruthless and not conceding silly individual mistakes like that. And make sure we bounce back.
So what do? You let the players have a think about it, stew about it for a while? Do you get them in?
Well, there is. I'll be rattling at the minute because I'm angry. I'm angry that some of the performances and some of the mental strength of the lads when we are down. So, but they know my thoughts on it.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're very apologetic as well. But sorry, it's not going to please me 7,500 fans that are here today. So we got to scrub ourselves down, get on with it. Tough week in training, week for them, and ready to go down at Cambridge.
Obviously, no Mark Crystal, in a slight ankle injury. Would you hope to have him back next weekend?
Well, we're hoping so, but I'm not using that as an excuse. We've still got good players to come into the side. And for whatever reason, we didn't perform as well as we should do.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.